Mrs. Granillo. Granillo. First name, this is last name. First name, Sagrario. Sagrario. 3578, today 6/24. Symptom complaint, diarrhea, number one. Number two, abdominal pain, number three, leg pain, number four, history of diabetes, number five, history of hypertension, number six, nausea, number seven, possible symptoms of GERD versus diabetic diabetic gastroparesis, also follow-up of depression, which is doing quite well with no suicidal thoughts or ideation, and history of carotid stenosis. Our patient is a 45-year-old woman who comes in today for multiple issues and problems. First of all, she needs her blood work done. Her sugars have been running around 140 or so at home. She states that she has gained some weight, and she's concerned about that because she was told she had a fatty liver before. A family history of diabetes, medical problems, diabetes, high blood pressure, surgery. She had cholecystectomy and tubal. She did not have hysterectomy. Last period was last 1st of June. And then she doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She's not working at this time. She's married. She has 5 children. Allergy none. COVID immunization is, I believe, up to date. Let me look. Up to date medication list. Just making medication list for her. Lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, 20, 12.5 once a day. Metformin, 500 milligram BID. Lexapro, 10 milligram a day. Meloxicam, 7.5 milligram once a day. Review of system, diarrhea, pain where the gallbladder used to be. No hematemesis, no hematochezia. Needs follow-up of carotid stenosis, needs follow-up of fatty liver, especially in the face of weight gain. She weighs 157 pounds, and it's up about 3 pounds. She had a history of high triglycerides, and her A1C was 6.4 a year ago. That needs to be repeated today. Thank you. She also needs medications refilled today as well. Uh, 157, 98%, 98 temps, 16, 80, 145 over 92, repeat, 140 over 70, heart positive, small positive, 2, lungs, 3, bronchi, abdomen, soft mixture, JVD, skin shows, the rash, rhabdomen, because of the condition, neurological non-focal patient does have what looks like bloating in her abdomen. Number one, bloating. Number two, gallbladder is gone per ultrasound. Number three, suspect gastroparesis, add Reglan, 10 milligram, QHS, and AC. Next electrocardiogram shows no changes. Next time she does have some issues with decreased exercise tolerance. For this reason, I'm going to have her stress test done because she's a diabetic. Next time she needs eye exam. Next time colonoscopy can be put off till age 50. Next time mammogram needed. Next time. Status post-COVID infection a year ago. Next number's recheck blood work. Next number, carotid stenosis remains the same. Next number, leg pain, mild neuropathy. Next number, push A1C to around 5.5. Next number, add Reglan 10 milligram QAC NHS. For her gastroparesis, next number, meds were refilled. Next number, depression stable. Next number, tolerating antidepressants well. Next, his findings will discuss with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.